For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Vince Colblugo with today's headlines. Transportation crews are making emergency repairs after a cable snapped on the James Edwards Bridge connecting Mount Pleasant to Daniel Island in the Lowcountry. The State Department of Transportation says two detours are in place to divert motorists. The agency said the broken cable was found this morning during a site review and confirmed it was in the same location of another cable that snapped in 2016. Also called the Wando Bridge, it was first opened to traffic in 1991. It was built by Fig Bridge Engineers, the same firm that built the pedestrian bridge that collapsed on the Florida International University campus in March. A low-pressure system in the Gulf of Mexico could bring rain to South Carolina for the next few days. Forecasters with the National Weather Service say the system is holding over Florida and the Gulf of Mexico and is expected to push tropical moisture this way starting tomorrow. Hurricane season officially kicks off in 2 weeks. Former American astronaut and 12th Administrator of NASA, Major General Charles F. Bolden Jr., spoke today at the University of South Carolina to commemorate the donation of his personal archive to the university's South Carolina Library. Present for Bolden's talk were about 75 students from local high schools, including Bolden's alma mater, C.A. Johnson. At the event, Bolden recalled being denied an appointment to the United States Naval Academy by a South Carolina congressional delegation in the 1960s.
With the help of then President Lyndon Johnson, I managed to get an appointment from Chicago, Illinois, from Congressman William Dawson. So it's the same message I give to students. No matter what somebody says, don't accept that as the final word. Just be persistent and go after it. And that's the way my mom and dad sort of raised my brother and me.
USC library staff said part of Bolden's collection of papers and personal and professional artifacts will become a traveling exhibit for schools, libraries, and museums in the state. Today, demonstrators gathered at state capitals across the nation, including at the State House in Columbia, for the Poor People's Campaign. Event organizers say their aim is to continue the work started 50 years ago here in South Carolina when Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., among others, on the trail of significant civil rights victories, decided to shift attention to the ongoing needs of the poor, regardless of race. Kerry Taylor.
So the Poor People's Campaign emerged in the late 60s as an effort to try to get at those underlying issues of economic inequality, economic injustice. So to move from the area of civil rights to the issue of human rights.
The South Carolina Poor People's Campaign is the beginning of several weeks of events to bring awareness to issues like child poverty, discrimination because of disability or race, and veteran concerns. You're listening to South Carolina Public Radio on southcarolinapublicradio.org.